Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hollywood and Friends.
Ideas for an app because Funkmaster Flex has an app,
He went in on Jay-Z's website, lifeandtimes.com, calling the website trash.
More than once.
More than once. He's calling the website trash. He was saying that he got an email from somebody who writes for the website wanting to interview Flex regarding this app that he was bringing out. This was a few years ago. And Flex said he told them everything regarding the app and all of that. And he said a lot of that information didn't make it into the actual story itself, the story they published, he said. But he did find out a lot of the stuff that he told them was applied to Jay-Z's Magna Carta app when that album was dropping. Now, you got to think about it. Like, you know, this is Jay-Z, like one of the richest men in hip-hop. You mean to tell me he has to go to Flex to get ideas on how to release an app? I don't know about that part, but Flex...
What are you saying? You don't believe that that was the case?
Yeah, I just don't... I don't feel like for somebody who has... who probably has access to whatever resources he can snap his fingers to, needs to reach out to somebody that, unless it was like the person who invented apps when apps first came out, unless it's that person, I don't feel like he has to reach out to anybody that...
Well, I look at that from a different standpoint, you know, because at the end of the day, looking at, you know, somebody like Jay, I would assume that he's somebody who would seek out the most successful person in their field, right? So it's not necessarily to say that you're going to look for the guy who created apps, but maybe Flex was doing something with the app that, you know, was innovative. It was something that, you know, a regular or the person who created it probably didn't even think of or to do with it. So, you know, Jay probably wanted to do what Flex was doing at the time. He probably saw the formula and wanted to know exactly what it was that he was doing.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it. I could see that happening, but I don't know. I
don't think that's I don't think that's far fetched at all, actually. Because, you know, I hear of a lot of stories of, you know, people, even with Michael Jackson. I heard that, like, you know, Michael Jackson used to, like, hang out with kids in Brooklyn in the street and, like, learn dances from them and take that on. You know what I'm saying? Like, he used to make those his signature moves. So, I mean, you never know.
Yeah, I guess it's not so far fetched, but yeah. I don't know. I see we got some callers on the line. BK Nate, I'm going to get your opinion on this in a second, but let's take this caller from 347. What's good? What's good? What's your name?
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, what's up? What's good, man?
What's good? What's your name?
Yo, man. Hey, this is B, man.
Who is this?
John.
Oh, what's good, man? How you feeling? I ain't catch the name.
What's up, baby?
Chilling. How you feeling?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm all right, cuz, man. As far as that thing go with Jay, I don't feel he needs to reach out to Flex for anything, you know. Like you say, he has major sources, so
right.
It's like, who's Flex?
I feel you, and that's what I mean. That's what I'm thinking, because it's like, all right, Flex is great at what he does and everything, but I just feel like, and it's not taking nothing away from Flex, but
yeah,
it's just
not taking
like
nothing away from
Jay-Z
him,
that can probably reach out to anybody, and you're going
to
like underhand to get secrets from Flex. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's why, you know, he can reach out to Bill Gates. Just put it on the computer. It's like, why you gotta? I don't need to reach out to him to know about an app.
See, but the way I'm looking at it is like this, right? Let's say, you know, because Jay put out the album that he put out, Magna Carta, was like, you know, it was an innovative project. He was the first, pretty much documented, one of the first to do that, right?
Right.
Or the first to do it. So knowing who Flex is, right, he puts together mixtapes. We all know that, right? Just imagine that Flex, being tech savvy or having a team that is tech savvy, could have put out a mixtape on an app, right? It's not so hard to imagine. But for Jay to see something like that and probably see the potential to put up an album through an app, he probably reached out to Flex to go, look, what was the format that you used to put that mixtape together and put it on the app? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So it might not necessarily be that he's looking to get, you know, the top of, you know, the top, but it's just like the basics that Flex did, he probably wanted to elaborate on that, but he needed that formula.
I feel you. But John, thanks a lot for calling in. Definitely stay tuned in. You might have a comment on something else that we're about to talk about soon.
Yeah, I'm here. I ain't even know.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Yo, BK Nate, what do you think about this?
Yo, I think Flex is just angry. How many years ago was this app? Like 3-4 years ago?
Wow, years ago. About I don't know exactly, but a minute.
Yo, he's just now bringing it up? What took him off? What took him off? You just now bringing it up. You should have brought it up when he did it, when he dropped Magnum Carter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now you want to bring it up?
Flex is... From what he's saying, from what I heard when on his rant, he was saying something along the lines of he just got a new email for them reaching out, asking him something about his involvement in the new Dipset reunion. And I don't know if this is what sparked him thinking of this app situation, but he basically said, like, I seen what you did then with this app. I know what you're trying to do with this Dipset, and I'm not having it. He's basically accusing Jay-Z and Jay-Z's team of trying to figure out what is going to be Dipset's next move. Because he's accusing Jay-Z of not even wanting him to play Dipset records in the 40/40 club when he spent
there. Well,
that's
not really an accusation. That's fact.
Mm.
Fact, I mean...
So he's saying, like, if you don't want me to, he's saying, like, you don't want me to play their record, so why are you even interested in what their next move, what's next?
Well, what he's trying to say is that he understands that there's an underlying, it's not about Dipset.
Right.
It's not about Dipset, because if it was about Dipset, it wouldn't even be a conversation, because he's not rocking with Dipset like that, so there's no reason for him to ask about Dipset. You know what I'm saying? They're pretty much just trying to see how he's moving so that they can move in a similar way.
Right. Or move accordingly.
He's probably doing something with the tour that's, like, you know, innovative or different. He's probably reaching out to certain people, and Jay wants to know, or his people probably wants to know who to reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
So put
Flex,
something like that together, maybe.
Just to quote something from this first rant, he said, I'm a different animal. I show respect. I give respect. I'm neutral. Drop the bomb. He said, I didn't take no sides in that situation. Dropped another bomb. Play me like I'm stupid. Bomb drop. You're going to see a different fire. You're going to see a different dude firing off on you. He said, I let you live in this town. Don't think I can't ruin you. Because that's a nice feather in my cap if I ruin you. Drops another bomb. And the question still remains, can Funkmaster Flex ruin Jay-Z? And
what you
I mean
do?
Say that
playing,
again.
What are you gonna do? During his little set time on Hot 97, he not gonna play no Jay music?
I mean, I don't know, cause you know the industry is small, like people talk, it's probably a lot of secrets and stuff.
But who would they ride with? They'll ride with Jay before Flex, because Jay bringing more money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They won't ride with Flex. Anything Flex would get blackmailed, they won't do. He won't get booked for shit.
It's definitely murky, I guess. And Flex clearly isn't intimidated by what could potentially happen to him, because he's on a syndicated radio show talking his shit. So it's like he clearly doesn't care. He's like, whatever, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Jay-Z ain't going to do shit to me or whatever. And then he goes on another rant, a second one, and he called Jay-Z a commercial rapper. He said, you're a corporate commercial rapper that drops a little catchphrase every 3 months. He said, if you ever plan on taking a shot like that at me or any sublim, I will be on this radio every day going at you.
Like, what? He was saying that I was calling that Charlamagne. Wow, man, that nigga trash.
And there's rumors circulating. I don't know how true it is because it's from the ever so reliable source of media takeout that Jay-Z is actually in talks to buy Hot 97.
So that's why he's probably angry at. You know what I mean?
Yo,
that's what a lot of people are saying. Like, it could this be why Flex is going in on him? But I don't know. We'll see if he's actually gonna be buying it. But according to media takeout, they're saying him and a bunch of investors, including people like Carmelo Anthony, are negotiating to buy Hot 97. They've hired lawyers and investment bankers and are serious on getting the deal done. That would be quite interesting, to say the least.
Definitely.
If that was to take place, that would be crazy. Oh, man. All right, so moving on. Your boy Chris Brown. It seemed like it's a dark cloud over this man's head. I don't know who has some kind of spell on this man, who has a voodoo doll with his hair attached to it or what, but this shooting that just took place in San Jose, I believe it was, at the club, and it didn't have anything to do with Chris Brown, just Chris Brown happened to be performing that night. But what makes it crazy is like the second or third time that a shooting has taken place in Chris Brown's area, vicinity, presence. So would you believe that the judge actually revoked his probation because of this shooting? Which is crazy. And the judge is basically saying that Chris Brown is puts himself in these
dangerous situations.
Yeah. And he also was supposed to get permission to leave the city he was in to go to Cali. I mean to San Jose, I'm sorry. So I think that's what the real revoking of the probation is stemming from, the fact that he was supposed to remain where he was because he was on probation. Do you guys feel like this is something that should have happened? But no, you think he should have got his probation revoked for shooting that didn't have to do with
him? I mean, not because of the shooting, but, you know, being that he wasn't where he was supposed to be and didn't check in with the proper channels, doing so, I feel like, you know, it's justified. It's not something that you can look at and go, they're just, you know, coming down on him. Because at the end of the day, if it didn't happen like that, everybody would have an issue with that. Because it's like, if he was a regular person, couldn't do that. But if he's Chris Brown, he could just go wherever and not have to check in with anybody, you know. So on that end, I understand it, but that's still whack anyway, either way.
BK Nate, what you thinking?
I said, nah, man. If they wouldn't have thrown shots in there, nobody wouldn't have known nothing where he was or anything. So it's not his fault people acting up.
Right. Definitely. So I see we got a lot of callers on the line. Appreciate you listening. If you want to comment on anything we're talking about, just press 1 and we'll bring you on the line for you to speak your mind on what's going on. So this Whitney Houston biopic that just happened, I don't know if you guys seen it.
I heard about it. I heard it was actually good. A lot better than the Aaliyah.
Yeah, I definitely heard it was a lot better than the Aaliyah joint. I didn't see it. I recorded it, though, because I did want to check it out. I didn't get to watch it yet. I seen, like, maybe 15 minutes of it or something. So I can't fully comment on it, but just reading the comments from people on Facebook and all that, a lot of people was going in anyway because it's Lifetime, and Lifetime has a history of, like, effing people biopics up.
I mean, a history, though?
I mean,
it
seems.
Or is it just the Aaliyah? The Aaliyah stuff. Instead of history. Like, that just tarnished their whole backstory, like.
Right, everything. But people were saying that the girl who played Whitney, Yaya DaCosta, that she actually did a good job. And from the clip I seen, she did a good job too. But I don't know Whitney personally to know whether she did a good job playing Whitney or not, because I don't know if that's how Whitney acts when she's behind closed doors. But in terms of the performance parts, I can say, oh yeah, she did a good job on that part.
Right.
But I can't judge the other parts. But I mean, a lot of people liked it. I'll definitely check it out soon. But her family actually didn't want this to happen, just like Aaliyah's family didn't want Aaliyah's to happen. But the show went on.
So Lifetime is just some thugs, huh?
They just don't care.
Yeah, they just doing what they want. They just doing what
like,
they want.
Okay. But it was directed by Angela Bassett, and Deborah Cox was the voice of all of the Whitney Houston songs.
Nice.
And she did a good job at that too. Definitely. let's get some music on real quick. Let's play "Hey Girl" by Vanor. We're going to get that on. When we come back, we're going to talk about your boy Nick Cannon officially filing for divorce.
Let's get it.
Hey Girl, Hollywood and Friends, Handsome Blue Radio. We'll be right back. Oh, we need to pull it up. We're having some technical difficulties.
Wow. So why is it when it's my music that we have to technical difficulties? Like, damn. Because if it was cool like that.
Cool like, because you see what it is? Cool like that, we play it so much, it's right there. It's ready.
That's crazy.
We got to, like, scroll down the list of all this music to find the one Vanor song that he sent us. That he gave us permission to play. Are we ready or not?
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl. Take the last bit of strength just to come here and confess that it's all you thought it was, but nothing more. Now the time nor the place to get this off my chest. But I just can't let you walk out of that door, baby. I was wrong, babe. But I can't let you go like that. All this love in my heart, it's all for you. Oh, love. Thought that I'd be okay seeing you less and less. But with every passing day, I need you more. I do. Don't forget what I said, believe me, I'm a mess. It's just that I was too full of pride to let it show, baby. I was wrong, babe. But I couldn't let you know like that. All this love in my heart. My knees crying, begging, let me know.
Avinor and not Miss Judy, but special guest BK Nate, Avinor Music, at I Am Hollywood, at BK underscore Nate. So, question, because I came across this story and I thought it was pretty crazy, but this girl, Big Sean's ex-girlfriend, she said something along the lines that she don't shower every day. Is that acceptable?
It's not acceptable, killer. Not acceptable. You're a woman too? That's not acceptable.
Right. But no, what you say?
I mean, I'm not about that life. I'm not okay with that. But I understand it, because I had a teacher who didn't shower every day.
I'm sure that wasn't a good experience.
Not every day. But what they were saying was the reason was because that you know, they have, it's like certain bacteria that lives in your body, whatever, and they didn't believe in washing it off every day because it kills the bacteria that's supposed to kill the germs and all that other shit. It was a lot, but I'm not, you know, I don't know. That was too much for me. I got to take a shower every day. I don't know about that.
Right, like crazy. But I did hear some study or read something. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you the facts, but something along the lines of what you was just saying, that it's not necessarily a good thing, but it's like, bruh. Have you?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I'm sure, like, some young kids, because you know how kids nowadays, like, one of my nephew, and granted, he's under 10 years old, so he gets a pass, but one time, somebody told him to go shower. He was like, I just washed up yesterday. And it was like, bruh, that's not how this works. But a lot of kids will be happy to hear that this study suggests they don't have to wash every day. Oh, man. So, look, for any callers that's on the line that press 1 to say anything and you remain on the line, press 1 again. That will take you, take the question mark away so we know that you don't have a question anymore. So that if we want to say something again, press 1 again, and then we'll bring you back on. Otherwise, we won't know if you want to say something again. But Nick Cannon files for divorce from Mariah Carey after they've been split for months. He officially filed the papers.
Damn.
Right. Officially. But peep this. When they got married, they got a prenup. And in this prenup, aside from this my shit, that's your shit, and you ain't taking none of this when you go, there was a clause,
confidentiality clause?
Confidentiality clause that basically states that nor Mariah or Nick could say anything about what went on in the marriage when the divorce is over. And if Mariah says anything, she has to pay Nick Cannon, get this, $500,000.
$500,000? $500,000. That's light. I thought you...
I mean, it's light for her, yeah. $500,000. Nick Cannon, though, this isn't really fair, but Nick Cannon, if he breaks this clause, he actually only have to pay $250,000.
Mariah got that old money, that's why.
So I'm guessing we don't have to ask who put this contract together.
Right.
Apparently it was Nick.
And when this prenup was signed, it stated that Mariah Carey is worth $150 million.
Mm.
$30 million of it alone is listed as miscellaneous. Bruh. Miscellaneous? My miscellaneous is like $30 or something. $30 million?
That's crazy.
And Nick Cannon came into the marriage in 2008 with a little less than 500,000 son. Talk about a come up or marry up.
Right.
Damn. So, yeah. What'd you say?
That's a one-time fee. Say if Mariah say something, she only pay that one time, or if she say something twice, she got to pay that twice or what?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't see that part, but you never know. It may be every time.
Every time she say something, she got to pay.
She say something.
Yeah, probably.
But Mariah is still winning out here in these streets. She actually just announced that she's going to be releasing a new album, and she's about to do a residency in Vegas. We spoke about this a few months ago,
yeah.
Miss Judy was saying that Mariah needed to do that, and it's happening now. She's officially going to be in Vegas.
You going to be in Vegas?
Yep. As a, you know how they got like Celine Dion,
You
know, they just stay there and they perform at this one spot every night or every weekend. That's what she's going to be doing. And her new album is going to be called Number Ones. I thought she did an album like this already.
She had that already, Number One.
That's what I'm saying, but it's going to feature all of her number one hits.
No new songs, though, right?
I don't think so. It's all 18 of her number one. So, she's still winning.
Nah, she's still winning.
Yeah, so let's get into another song, and then I got some Reckless and Ratchet shit. I know MJ's not here, but I have to tell y'all about this craziness. Yeah. So we're going to get into Cool Like That, and we come back, some Reckless and Ratchet, and we still got What Blows Mine a little bit later, 646-716-8544, Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio.
Let's get it.
How many times I gotta prove that shit? That I'm beyond it. Oh, why you BED? I'm coming in with the hot shit. And my team, yeah, we real thick. That New York click. And the smoke is all around me on some puff puff shit. But get it clear, man, I don't smoke shit. But I'm high in this bitch. I'm high in this bitch. Cause I'm flying this bitch. With a kick game so crazy, I can supply in this bitch. All these girls calling me honey like a beehive in this bitch. I'm here trying to prove that shit. That I live that shit. I rock that shit. I beat that shit. Oh yeah, I cool that shit. I smooth that shit. I ooze that shit. Can't lose that shit. That's right, I dare many niggas on the regular. Beep, beep, beep. You challenge me on the beat. Must be out your chegler. CIB with the bars all up, competitor. Cut niggas out like an editor. Rumble in the jungle like Ali. Yeah, I'm your predator. Cause I'm smooth, motherfuckers. Can you hear me? Coming, I'm swinging. All you niggas don't fear me. Fear me, fear me. Fear me, fear me. Like some D's in this bitch. Put a D in your chick. And I do it just for kicks. Cause I'm cool like that. I chill like that. I rock like that. I hit like that. That's right, I kill like that. I'm built like that. I'm street like that. I eat like that. You heard I'm dope like that. I walk like that. I talk like that. I'm hot like that. That's right, I'm real like that. I grill like that. I'm trill like that. I'm ill.
And we're back.
And we're back. Hollywood and Fringe, Hampton Blue Radio, Hollywood Vanor, and BK Nate filling in for M. Judy. Miss Judy.
Yeah.
So it's time to get a little reckless. And it's time to get a little ratchet. With me, I think. Let's get that theme music going. Ratchet.
OMG, what do she have on? She ratchet. Her lace flying all wrong. Cause she ratchet. Give me the
the phone. I'm gonna take this hell of a picture.
Cause she rockin'.
Got it. I'm about to put this girl on Twitter.
You know you watch.
Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown.
Then you watch.
Boy, bye. Now with them shoes on.
He rockin'.
Ooh, I do wanna punch her in her face.
What?
I can't stand her. Oh, she's too fake.
Ratchet.
Ratchet. So, this is the part of the night where Miss Judy usually take over and give you all of the reckless and ratchet shit that she's seen, heard,
or done
did herself. Right. And this would be the time she does that. She's in Vegas being ratchet. So I'm going to bring it to you tonight. Kicking it off. Oh, man, talk about daddy issues. This 18-year-old girl is engaged to her long-lost biological father.
What?
What?
Right. Claims they were attracted to each other the moment they were reunited. It's because you look like him, you idiot. Bruh.
Wow.
Not okay. Not okay. 12 years. She was about 5 when he was out of her life. And then 12 years later, she found herself instantly attracted to him.
Wow.
Which is crazy. They've been dating for 2 years. And what makes it even worse, which probably they should not do, they're planning to have kids.
Wow. She was out of control.
Yeah. That word incest is so prominent in that equation. Oh, man. So, look, moving on. And this is more reckless than ratchet. This reality star, she's from the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa Giudice. I think that's how you say it. She is in jail right now because her and her husband got into some, like, tax issues, whatever the case may be. They were found guilty, so she's going to jail now. She's in there now, and then he's going to go in when she gets out in a few months or whatever. She gave him a smash pass while she's locked up.
Oh, yeah?
A smash pass. A.K.A., I'm in here, you do what you got to do.
Is that okay?
I respect it.
Right? Look. Bruh. A smash pass. So, in Florida, this is more reckless, too. Florida police are using images of black men for target practice.
Wow.
They take mugshots of people who they booked in their precinct, and they posting the mugshots up and using it as target practice.
Well, I saw the report on that, and what they were saying was they didn't actually use photos of people that they booked in their precinct. So that's why they justified
it. Because that makes it all the more better.
Exactly, that's why they justified it. But actually, one of the guys that they did use in the picture was booked in the precinct, so they felt like that was the only issue that they had with it.
Yeah, and he's from that area as well.
That's crazy.
They are saying that their policies were not violated. There's no discipline that's forthcoming towards the officers involved in this. But crazy. And what makes it worse as to how it even was discovered is one of the sisters, a sister of one of the men in the mugshot, is actually in Where is she? She's in the National Guard. And she came there for whatever reason, and she saw that the target images that the police left behind were there, and she noticed a familiar face, and it was her brother, who had his mugshot taken 15 years prior. He's not a criminal now. He's a family man now and a working man, but back in the day, he did his dirt, and his face was one of the mugshots they were using. That's so it's I mean. Like, did they just dig in the crates, dug in the archives, and printed out wow old ass mugshots to use?
It's crazy.
Crazy, super reckless. Another thing that's reckless. This guy, he in Oklahoma. He's dubbed as a survivalist. He got a sign on his door that says zombie killer. And police went in to, because they got a phone call, claiming that there was a bomb inside.
Wow.
So they went there, and this guy opens fire and shoots one of the cops, one black cop.
Whoa.
And shot him like 3 times in the chest, 1 time in the arm. Thankfully, he had, and the bullet that hit his arm went all the way through. So he's good. But the guy wasn't even charged. He was just
crazy.
Now, I don't know if it's because the guy didn't die or didn't get hurt really, or if it's because the guy's black. I don't know what it is, but I feel like
the other way around,
the cop is black.
Oh, the cop is black. Okay.
So, I don't know if this was the other way around, even if it was a black guy and it was a white cop and the white cop got shot, even though he had his vest on and all that, I feel like they would have found some way to charge this guy. Is it just me?
Well, honestly, I don't know, man. It's kind of an iffy thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the most part, because I can only speak for the people that I know, right? And mm-hmm. and people that I know that might be in that type of situation, the issue with them is they might not have the proper paperwork to have that weapon on them. So that could become an issue. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if everything is legit, I don't think it would be an issue. I honestly feel if it was the other way around and the cop was white and the guy was black, I don't think it would be an issue. If his paperwork was right, then no, I don't think it would be an issue. It might have been, you know, to where the white officer might have took retaliation, like, you know, went crazy and shot unnecessarily. That could
right.
have been the story. But I don't think he would have caught a charge, no.
BK Nate, what you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
What you thinking about this? Do you think this guy would have, if this was the other way around, he would have gotten charged?
Nah. What is happening again?
Oklahoma.
Nah. The other way around, everything was good. No charges would have been filed.
You think so? You think no charges would have been found?
That's Oklahoma, too.
That means what? That means
this is like legal out there, man.
Yeah.
If the paperwork is right, though.
If the paperwork is right, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Horton. The guy. Crazy.
How you know he wasn't his business out there though?
Oh man.
Oh.
So these guys talk about being dumb, super reckless, super ratchet. They stole an iPad and then recorded themselves using the camera on the iPad, showing off all the money that they took.
Oh my goodness.
Not only did they do that, but they announced their name and where they were from who they were involved with in the video.
I was just watching that too.
Like, bruh, what are you doing?
Crazy.
Oh man.
Crazy.
What about the what's the name? The high school coach, man.
Oh yeah, I definitely meant to talk about that. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, so there's a school, Southern California, and as far as I know, when you're playing sports, the goal is to win, right? There's no rules that say you can only win by a certain amount. You're supposed to go in. So this school, the final score was 161-2.
Yeah.
To two. And
1 point to 2 points?
No, 161 points to 2 points.
Whoa.
Right. That means the other team was asleep.
Yeah, they were sleeping.
The whole game.
They didn't know the game was going on.
They didn't know. They was unaware. People was shaming the coach, and he actually got suspended because his team bust the other team ass. It's like, how do you
get
mad at me because they suck? They called it unethical. Lack of sportsmanship. The other coach said, the team, the losers, their coach said, people shouldn't feel sorry for my team. They should feel sorry for his team, which isn't learning the game the right way. What is the right way if it's not to bust your ass when we play? What is the right way?
To be honest, right? I think if I play the game, if I play by myself against a team of five dudes, I can still get more than 2 points. Yeah, that's crazy. 2 points, like, that's it.
Crazy. Bruh.
But you know what, though? I kind of feel them on the sportsmanship, though. You didn't have to go in. I mean, after you got to, like, 75, and they were still at 2, then it's kind of like, okay, we could take it easy. We don't got to go crazy. Yeah, it is
like, got the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. Like, I'm sure by the third quarter, they probably already was up by like 95 or 100 or something. It's like,
that had to be the second quarter.
Like, do you stop?
Or are you going to still time on the clock? You got to still keep the ball.
And what is this other team thinking? What are they doing?
They wasn't thinking. They weren't doing anything. That's the issue. They weren't thinking and they weren't doing anything.
Oh, man.
You have to not. Like, to 2 points?
Right. Like,
and that probably came from free throws.
Free throws, right. You trash ass. Get out of here. I would be so tight if I was that coach. Don't suspend me because these niggas suck. Like, they should be suspended for not knowing how to play. So last but not least, in this reckless and ratchet thing, I got a song I want to play that this guy created that's super ratchet. It's called The Thirsty Song, and I'm sure a lot of girls who are listening, even you guys, probably are familiar with the thirst and when niggas are thirsty. Mm-hmm. So this guy created a song for them, a theme song. It's called The Thirsty Song. Check it out. We'll be right back. Thirsty.
Could you just... No. Listen, I'ma stalk your page. You post up pics and you don't get paid. I'ma download them as a new screensaver. Why? Cause you a fucking lifesaver. No candy, but do come in handy at nighttime when I use Mr. Handy. Looking at your Facebook pics, you gotta have that, grab that, save, upload shit, tag that. Twerk video, let me see what that's about. I'ma take the water bottle, put it to my fucking mouth. What else can I say? I'm thirsty.
How many pigs did you like?
Nigga, 30. I got more time to like more. Even though I shared hers, I still like yours. I'm thirsty, and ho, I'm cocky. Got a problem with that bitch? Block me. Thirsty, nigga, I'ma stalk your page. I'ma stalk your page, bitch. I'm a thirsty nigga, I'ma stalk your page. I'ma stalk your page, bitch. Stop posting videos. Have naked pictures, ho. Cause I'm a thirsty nigga, I'ma stalk your page. I'ma stalk your page. I saw you post that pic and I liked it. Commented, shared. Why? Cause I liked it. The videos you post dancing, twerking. I didn't want to watch it, but damn, she working. You said don't write you, ha, I still did. I seen you post a status saying you need someone to chill with. Well, we can chill cause I got nothing to do. And that's to be honest, that is she, I like that too. When I'm bored,
inbox.
When I record,
inbox.
Go to the store,
inbox.
No matter what I do, I'ma inbox you. Cause I'm a thirsty nigga, I'ma stalk your page. I'ma stalk your page, bitch. I'm a thirsty nigga, I'ma stalk your page. I'ma stalk your page, bitch. Stop posting videos. Have naked pictures, ho. Cause I'm a thirsty nigga, I'ma stalk your page. I'ma stalk your page. Tag somebody that's thirsty, or somebody you thirsty with. Facebook.com/TalentedBlakeReal. Instagram at TalentedBlakeReal. And of course, my kick is at TalentedBlakeReal. Follow me on all three. Background rapper is Brian. Stay chillin'.
The thirst is real.
Thirst is real.
Thirsty, nigga, I'ma stalk your page. Crazy. That shit was hilarious. I watched it like 3 times when I first came across it. Talented Blake is his Instagram, YouTube channel. Thirsty. Super thirsty. So that wraps up this week's edition of Reckless and Ratchet with Hollywood and Friends.
Yeah.
So we don't got to do it.
Let's not do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's how he's
working with new systems tonight.
Yeah. That's not even working with it.
Let it go. Let it rock. Mm-hmm. So look, it is time for What Blows Mine. 646-716-8544. I think our producer Stacey need to hit that button now. So by the time I finish talking, it'll be on. If you guys want to say anything that's reckless or rat, that's what blows yours. Hit us up right now if you're online already. Press 1. What blows mine? Let's get that theme music going.
Hey.
Right on time. 646-716-8544. Hey.
Let me tell you what blows mine. I'm about to say it. And if you hate it, you can relate it. Just what blows mine. I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Everybody shut up. What blows mine? Hashtag what blows mine. So like I said, it's the part of the night where you call in, you let us know. Text us, write us on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Let us know that one thing or a few things that just gets under your skin. Like, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really. Avenor Music at I Am Hollywood at BK_Nate. Follow us. So, should I kick it off?
Yes. You should. What blows
mine? Right, so what blows mine is cabs. Cabs who, taxis, yellow taxis who run by the meter, who I feel drive a little slower to try to get the meter as close to the nearest $5 mark as possible. And what I mean is, let's just say I'm going somewhere that's not too far. It might cost about $6, $7. I feel like these niggas stop at the lights, all of the lights, I feel like they'd slow down the speed just to get it a little closer to the 10, expecting that I'm going to just give them a $10 bill and get out the car. I think they'd be trying to round it as close as possible to get a tip.
Wow.
And then they'd be in for a rude awakening. Like,
that
actually blows mine. Like, just drive. Like, you getting paid. Crazy. Another thing that blows mine is people who say, follow me, I follow back. Or it's like, nigga, I don't care if you're going to follow me or not. Like, I don't want to follow you. Get out of here. Follow me, I follow back. Like, bruh, I don't give a fuck about your follow. Like, get out of here.
Hollywood is disrespectful, y'all.
BK Nate, you got anything for us?
I guess.
This guy must be on the new system too right now.
Safety didn't load him up yet.
All right, so I got something else. People who...
Hold on, I got something actually that corresponds with what you got.
All right.
I know it's shocking because I never really have.
Right, I was like...
But what blows mine is bum-ass cab drivers. First of all, not bum-ass cab drivers, but bum-ass cab drivers that have that glass up in the middle of the cab, right? And the ones that's rude because they have that glass up.
Damn.
Like, they want to talk to you crazy because the glass is between you and them. And you know for sure that if it wasn't there, it wouldn't, that conversation wouldn't even be had. That blows
right.
my mind.
Damn. You got the disrespectful drivers. But they both disrespectful. Mine's is just for a different reason.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Crazy. Let me tell you one time, this blew mine. It's not something that happens often, but this just happened once, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was on my way home from the city. I was on 34. I took the cab, right, to my house. And as we're crossing the bridge, I swear to God, this dude was going at least... He had to be going about 6 miles an hour.
Six
miles an hour over the bridge. Like, literally,
illegal?
Like, yo, he was sweating.
Damn.
He said he was scared to drive over the... I'm just like, you couldn't tell me this when I got in the car?
So, wait, was it ice on the ground or something?
Huh?
Was it ice on the ground?
It was no ice. It wasn't raining. It wasn't that type of night.
He just was personally scared to go across the bridge?
He was scared to go across the bridge.
Nigga, get a train. Get on a train. Why are you even driving a car?
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, but the way he was going down, I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, you know, he got to Canal Street quick from 34. I'm just like, okay, you're doing your thing. He gets to the bridge. This nigga started
going. He was better off walking.
Yo, I was just like, are you serious?
Damn.
Are you serious with us? He's just like, no, I'm scared. I'm scared. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I'm scared. I'm just like, yo.
Damn. I'd have been like, am I being punked right now? Like,
I was really looking around. I swear, I was really looking around for the kid.
Find yourself on some HBO special, Cabbie's prank.
Oh, my goodness.
Patron.
I swear, I could probably have like three of those stories, and it'd be good ones too. But yeah, that definitely blew mine. Bad Cabbie experiences, that blows mine. But go ahead.
So I have something else that is kind of on the same level of cabs is people who assume things about you based on your race, I want to say. Just because I'm black and young, you thinking that I'm not going to tip you. And so you act a certain way. Like this cab I got in the other day. And he, for one, he went to the wrong spot, because I use this app called Get. He was on, like, the wrong side of the street. Then he calls me, and then, all right, long story short, I finally get in the car, and I tell him where I'm going. And he proceeds to, like, I've sensed it, the I don't want to go there type of feeling, because it was a far enough ride, and I don't know if he's just like, oh, God, I got to deal with this traffic, blah, blah, blah. But I got the feeling that he was doing that because he felt like he wasn't going to get a tip from me.
Mm.
And now you're not getting a tip from me. And now you're right.
Yeah, you be looking for reasons not to give him extra money.
Like, what was that?
Would that be terrific? All
right, no tip. No tip. But this guy was huffing and puffing the whole ride.
You couldn't say good. You told me get in. You didn't say good night. No tip. No tip.
Right.
You don't got no manners.
Right. You went below the speed limit. No tip. All of that.
Oh man.
Crazy. So another thing that blows my mind, since we're on cars, why not, is alternate side of the street parking.
Mm.
This is one thing that I won't be looking forward to when I get my own car, but I do drive on occasion. And alternate side of the street parking, but the meter is still in effect. So you mean to tell me I don't got to go move my car, but I still got to go put money in this bum-ass meter? That shit blows my... Yo, I swear, I feel like New York is one of the most money-hungry states in the world. The fact that I got 2 transit authority tickets for walking through the train cart.
Yo,
the fact that
crazy.
I see them pulling people off of the back of the bus because they walked on the back of the bus even though they wanted to go pay. They just wanted to get out of the cold quicker.
Yo, you know, I got something ready for that.
Go ahead.
I got a story ready for that. See, okay. So I'll tell you my situation, right? So I walk through the car. This happened like maybe a week ago. I walk through the car, and there's a police officer right at, like, you know, that first door, like that first side door, right when you walk in.
Yeah.
There's a police officer right there, right? And I'm just like, I've seen him from the time I opened the first door, but I'm just like, it's too late now. I can't.
Right.
You know.
You should have went back.
All right. I walked through, and he said something. So I took my headphones off, and he goes, oh, no, I was just saying, be careful, like, walking through the car.
What?
Like, I'm like, thank you. You know, I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, I'm thinking, hopefully, this is me being, you know, hopeful. Maybe the whole Mike Brown situation got police officers on. And they don't want to do too much right now. I'm hoping that's what it is. Right?
Right.
But what I'm thinking, though, because if he'd have said, you know, because at the end of the, what it is that, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but you can change cars if you feel like your life is in danger.
A word? My life will be in danger from now on.
Right. So all you, listen, I it was somebody over there. They smell crazy. I have asthma. I don't even have my pump on me right now. And it's crazy. I can't deal with the smell. I don't want to catch an asthma attack. So I had to move.
Are you saying this what you said, or are you saying that's what you're going to say?
No, that's what I had ready for him.
Oh, okay, okay. So what happened? He just let you rock?
Yeah, he just said, yeah. He ain't saying nothing else. That was pretty much it.
Bruh, that's crazy. Because my situation is, he pulled his badge right out of his shirt, like, come here for a second. Let me see your ID. Like, it was one of those. It wasn't no be careful.
Yeah.
Like, but what's funny is the whole mayor situation, they were actually, they stopped doing what they were supposed to do in terms of, like, petty crimes and tickets and stuff. The police stopped issuing these things as a punishment to the mayor. But they, I think the commissioner, whoever, the union guy, somebody, he told them to get back to it slowly. Start back doing it 50, half of what they normally does. Like, so maybe you were in that point where they were saying fuck the mayor and, like, we're not writing tickets. Maybe you got lucky because of that.
Yeah. I mean, shit.
But, yeah, so like I was saying, I feel like New York is one of the most greediest states when it comes to that type of stuff. All of these petty fines and stuff that, like, I remember one time my cousin got a ticket for spitting on the ground. It's like, bruh, like, really? Like, just random stupid shit that they could let pass because the real criminal is two blocks away about to rob somebody, and y'all over here giving me a ticket because I walked through the car.
Now, but let me tell you, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, right?
Right.
You know, I rock with your cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which cousin it was, but you know, all of your cousins is good with me. But that shit blows mine.
What, spit
on the floor?
Wait, no, not on the. But
like, it's
are
all,
you talking about the ground
track,
or inside of somewhere?
Wherever, if you're sitting on the floor, like where people could walk, it's whether if you spit on the sidewalk, you could spit in the street. You can spit on the tracks. Like, you got to spit on the floor.
You mean on a platform?
Yeah, on a platform. If you spit on the platform, like, you could spit in the tracks.
I don't know. Like, I feel like my limit gets drawn where if it's, like, a indoor, outdoor. If I'm outdoor, it's whatever.
Nah.
But indoor, yeah, it's different. Even if it's indoor, outdoor, like on the train, I would never spit on the floor in the train, even though it's still, like, outside. Technically, it's inside, so it's nasty to me. But I think I would spit on the platform.
Nah.
But you know what's crazy? It still needs to be the outside platforms. It couldn't be, like, the Church Avenue inside side. Like, if that makes sense, like,
literally
the church.
Nah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. That blows my mind.
It still
that
needs to be
mine.
Outside, but yeah. Petty fines blow mine.
And you know what else blows mine? Now that we are spitting? People that spit while you're walking down the street.
Yeah, yeah. Because I had an instance where it could have caught me. And people are so inconsiderate, they're not even looking to see if somebody's behind them. They just
goodness.
Turn their head and spit. And it's like, now what if you would have spit on me? Then what?
Because I think I'm like, I might just be like a germaphobe, but like I think about like the wind that's coming is probably blowing those air particles or like little spit dust balls. And
right, right.
That's coming back into my...
Or
like
Ebola.
It's crazy. It's all able. It wasn't real. Ebola's not real.
Right, that shit went away. All that yuck mouth.
All that yuck mouth.
Because you didn't brush your teeth this morning.
Oh,
all
goodness.
Those particles.
You know
crazy.
What else blows mine?
What blows yours?
Y'all got a lot of shit that blows mine. People that talk to you. People that talk to you, and they know. They know for damn sure that they didn't brush their tongue.
They know.
You didn't brush your tongue this morning. Why are you talking to my face? So close.
Right, right.
It's not even like you're trying to talk to the side. Like,
right.
You're just talking away, like you're putting your hand in front. No, you're just like, whatever. That's crazy. That blows mine.
Right, right. I definitely could attest to that because I personally don't like to talk people straight in their face. I don't care if I have, like, it's just something about it. I just don't like to do it. It's like, I feel like it's disrespectful. Unless you're my girl or something, and I'm like, you know,
nah,
that's
even
different.
If you're my girl,
but,
no. I don't want, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good.
But like,
nah.
Yeah, so sneezing without covering your mouth blows mine. Don't do it. So, BK Nate, me and Vinod just going in over here. Do you have anything that blows yours?
Nah, I'm good, man. 2016 just started, man.
Yeah.
It just started, B. I ain't got no complaints yet, man. This shit just
BK
started.
Nate is like me. BK
right,
Nate is like
right.
me. Usually it's MJ with all the shit that blows heads, and I'm just like, I'm good, man. I'm like, I'm good, but I don't know. 2015, it just started off kind of crazy. A lot of disrespect going on in 2015.
Oh, man. All right, well, if y'all don't got anything else that blows yours, any callers on the line last minute, press 1. Because for the past 2 weeks, Niggas want to press one when the outro song is playing and all that.
We already in the car somewhere,
and then our producer Stacey hit us up like, "Oh, somebody press one, like nigga." If you on the line right
really?
Now,
really?
Press one. Or forever hold your peace. All right, so facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends, hollywoodandfriendsradio@gmail.com. Send us some music and all that. BK Nate, let them know where they can find you at.
Find me all over. Just be in a city near you. I'm everywhere, man. I got my baby back, too, man. Just for y'all.
Oh, yeah. See, that blows yours, son. Where you at? Tell him.
It wasn't really blow my, because I didn't want to rush them, not me. I wanted to do a good job, so it wasn't really blowing me.
But the reason why you didn't have your baby, that got to blow yours.
Nah, it should happen, man.
So he's really thinking a page from your book right now. Because he got some shit that...
Yeah, I want to discuss that shit.
He got folks listening. That's what it is, dude.
We let that go. That's in the past.
That was
2014. Man. Crazy. All right, so, Benor, where they can find you?
Benor Music. Benor Music, everything. VENORMUSIC. A.K.A. Mr. R&B. Everywhere.
Yeah. At I Am Hollywood. Benor, somebody actually told me to tell you. And I was going to tell you off the air, but somebody I know is crushing on Mr. R&B.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'll tell you more later.
I mean, you might as well have just told me off air if you're going to do it like
that. Right? Like, somebody I know.
No, don't put nobody's business out the street, though.
Yeah, I won't blow them up because they was definitely very adamant about me not telling you, but wanted me to tell you. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to you.
Shout out to miscellaneous. When you get a, she's probably listening right now because I heard she listens every week.
Nice.
And so when you get a follow from Mr. R&B, you know, on Instagram.
Oh, man.
Crazy. So look, yeah. All right, so we out of here. Fast shout out to Stacey working with this new system today. We out of here. Look out for some new ish coming soon. More shows and all that from us coming real soon. Thank you for tuning in every week. And we out of here. Deuce.
One.
Something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.